And now, it's time for F***ed Up News with Quinn and Cantara.
This segment, after all these years, is eating itself alive because the real world is now effed up everywhere. Mm-hmm.
You can do anything, anytime.
There's a guy down in Florida arrested for DUI. He was driving a motorized scooter into shelves inside of Walmart. You know, I don't know what happened to him in his head, but he lost it.
An open bottle of vodka in the basket out front.
Yeah.
They call the cops. They gave him a breathalyzer. He refused.
He refused it. They were swaying in the scooter seat in the aisle of the Walmart.
Next thing you know, he's on Fox News being referred to as glassy-eyed. It's a tough break for that guy.
And then there's holes everywhere, too, today. You got holes in the moon. I got holes. A team led by a bunch of scientists at UCLA found pits in the moon where the temperature stays constant. Now, the surface of the moon heats up 260 degrees normally, right? 280 degrees below zero at night. These holes stay at 63 degrees Fahrenheit the entire time.
Probably got a contestant from a loan up there. Built a little house, keeping it warm, steady and cool.
You know, people say it's a megastructure, Cantara. It's built by the aliens to keep an eye on us.
That's what they say about the moon?
That's what some of the people say.
I didn't know
that. They're also wearing funny hats, too, made of tinfoil. But
I have the mysterious holes on the Atlantic floor story.
What is the deal with that? I haven't read it yet.
Scientists asking for the public's help for identifying a recently discovered series of mysterious holes at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Just reading a story from the Post, and they talk about they saw several sublinear sets of holes in the sea floor.
Okay, I'm looking at that picture.
The origin
right
of the holes has scientists stumped. The holes look human-made, but the little piles of sediment around them suggest they were excavated by something. That's a tweet from NOAA.
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
I think it's a cable that got pulled up, like an anchor hooked it or something, and then it came back down, then sediment came on it again.
That's similar to this one.
Oh, really?
Someone said it could be like this, a pipe that is then being used to, you know, sea life for being buried or inside of it.
Okay, all
but
right.
A pipe that we're not seeing.
Interesting.
I don't know, a broken piece of pipe.
Yeah.
But it also could be Tom Cruise and his gang.
That's true.
You know, it could be Dianetics, man.
Dude, I mean, holes in the ocean floor, everybody knows that's some
that
sort of alien-related deal.
L. Ron Hubbardman.
Just go to Google Earth and look at all the pyramids underwater. They're everywhere.
Hottest game right now on PlayStation with a 98 rating.
Tell me.
Stray.
Stray. Well, how do I play Stray?
You're a cat, man. You're a street cat whose mission is to return. You're a cat, man. And your mission, man, is to return to your family, man.
Come on, man.
The story takes the cat through a decaying cyber city with a, quote, seedy underbelly. Much like when you met that bartender in Providence when you were working 7 at midnight.
Seedy underbelly.
She had a seedy underbelly and then some. Oh, that seedy underbelly?
Yeah.
Inhabited by robots.
Well, come on, dude.
Yeah, Steam users have given Stray the game a review of 98 positive.
Does the cat have any friends, or is he saying, can you play two players? Is this single player mode?
A YouTube video of him this morning. It looked like think GTA.
Yeah, okay.
But with
Grand Theft Auto with cats.
By the way, GTA going to have their first female character.
Really?
In their next launch.
Look at you in the know on that.
I thought that was about time.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. All the other female characters have been getting beaten.
I know. Sometimes she goes and beats
Way
up
go,
a male prostitute.
Yeah, there you go.